Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was gonna tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight.
Hey, Amy.
Hello, honey bunny boy.
Hi, Ava.
Hi, bunny bunny girl.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you here in person.
I know. Back in the studio.
Yeah.
The whole squad is getting vaxxed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Vaxxed up.
Well, it's like when last time we filmed, we were together and you were by yourself. So do you feel much more included this time?
I'd rather be at home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
No, it's fun. I'm feeling young, wild, and free, mm-hmm. I guess. Feeling like, I don't know, the world is my oyster.
Oh.
This is, the mic is my, it's my medium.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Feeling a little bit like Jesus, kind of.
Wow.
Sing us a little prayer.
No. No. You have to pay for that.
Like a cameo from Jesus?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Ava.
Hi.
What's Ava, would you ever do cameo? Sorry.
I don't know if I would have like a base for it. I don't know if it would.
You have the base.
I would make videos for money, but and yet I'm not doing it.
How much money would you charge for a cameo?
$10.
Wow.
They're like $300, right? How does it work?
Well, some people is like 50 and then some people is like 500.
What would you charge?
Well, I don't want to do it. So like
I'd probably charge something like 50. But like, which is like a lot of money for like a small video, but like not a lot probably for cameo.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All hypothetical.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't even get the full 50. You would get something like 38.
25.
So only, yeah. Cameo takes 50%.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know how much cameo takes, but it's a lot.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to set you up.
Yeah. Are you guys on cameo?
No.
Why not?
Why aren't you on cameo?
I'm irrelevant. I'm not even making YouTube videos anymore. I'm just.
Are you calling me irrelevant?
I don't know. Cameo's kind of smart. Recently, I saw Chet Hanks was someone paid him to do a cameo, but like to promote this A24 movie, like one of the producers gifted it to the director or something. It was very funny. I think it can be used for like amazing purposes.
Yeah.
To just get celebrities to like talk about anything you want. Like it's kind of pretty funny.
Yeah, but then you would be the butt of that joke, you know?
And
then you would be like promoting some movie that you could have made like X amount of money for like $35.
That's funny. I guess Chet wasn't thinking about that. I don't know. It's just like very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the concept is pretty hilarious.
It is.
Like, happy birthday.
Yeah. And they've like never seen a photo of
it. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are aware of how weird it is. And then they buy them for the novelty.
The gag.
The gag.
Yeah.
They're
in
on the gag. And some people are like, wow, this person I really love like said my name. But I feel like a lot of it is like for the gag.
Yeah, for sure. People like put it on TikTok and then make them look foolish.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got this like kind of wacko ASMR artist to do one for him, and she lit a candle on a cupcake and whispered out happy birthday.
That's amazing. That's a really good cameo.
Yeah.
She went and bought a cupcake for that?
Yeah, Wow. Cupcake included.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty major actually.
That is major.
So, you know, don't write it off.
There's a lot of potential. I feel like it's still a new frontier.
Mm-hmm. No, cameo's been going on.
In my mind. The way people are using it, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
I don't know. The movie promotion thing.
That's something. That is something.
You could be a cameo director, possibly.
Ooh.
I'll direct your cameo.
Oh my god. I'll give you $1 for each one. We'll make $0 each.
But you're an actual actor.
Sometimes, yeah.
Which is wonderful. Really amazing.
When people decide to pay me for that, I am, yeah.
Yeah. And, we did say already last time what you booked.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we? Yeah.
I think
but
so.
Now you've been actually performing in
that
show.
Yeah, we wrapped the second season.
Oh, my God.
Of Love, Victor on
Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When does that come out, Ava?
It comes out on June 11th. just in time for Pride Month.
Oh my god.
Not a coincidence. No. But it was like such a good experience. Better. I don't know if I like better. What does better than I thought mean? But it was better than I thought. Like it was just so amazing to like meet the people that I got to work with and become their friends and work on the show that I think is like so cute and special. So yeah.
And pretty great. Gay. Cool that it's
and
like
gay. And it's like gay in this really like hopeful way.
Yeah.
If anyone's seen the show, it just like has this like innocence and hopefulness of like, and I feel like young people watching it can get to have this experience where it's like really, it's like basically taking the Love, Simon story and being like, yeah, this like fluffy experience is not everyone's experience.
Mm.
And telling someone else's story, but also through this like hopeful lens, is really nice.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, how I feel like in most gay media, it's like someone dies. Like it's like there's a gay love story and then one of them dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like is like horribly depressed or, you know, it's
yeah. It's sweet. It's a family show. It's about like growing pains. I love it. I'm a big fan and I love all the actors. And season two. So season one was supposed to be on Disney Plus.
Mm. Oh my God. TTT. Wait. This is the gag
And then Disney said.
Disney.
Said
well,
no
there,
gays
were,
allowed.
There was a lot of. Well, the thing about it is Disney makes this very expensive gay show. So they love this show. They've upped it for a second season and stuff. But for some reason, when they like were watching it, they didn't want to put it on Disney Plus, and they thought it would do better on Hulu.
Mm.
Which I think makes a lot more sense. Like the season two, it's like a lot spicier,
oh my
Ooh.
God,
sexier even.
Whoa!
Because they knew they were going to be on Hulu, and they could do that. And I think that that also shows like Victor growing up and like everyone at Creekwood.
True.
You know, then they can like do more. I don't know. Yeah. I think, but yeah.
How do you guys think it would have been if you came out in high school?
I can't imagine it. I literally like was so my brain it was like so went over my head. And like a lot of my friends would like joke and be like, you're a lesbian. And I totally what? Like I don't know.
You're
and
a
I just
lesbian.
Like keep dating guys. Like, LOL, yeah, you're a lesbian. Yeah, I don't know. It was just like not I went to an all-girls school too. So like, I don't know, it was just like not. What? I don't know if it would have been like productive in my like life.
Were there any lesbians
sense.
In your old girl school?
Yeah, there were like some, but there was like major rumors about them. Like it was very like drama.
Okay.
Shame.
But like not in a homophobic way, just in like a
it's new tea. Yeah. Right. Fast gay person I've met vibes.
Sort of. And also like it was an all girl school. So it was just like very like interesting to hear stories of that.
Yeah.
Like you were all waiting for that to happen probably. Like who's going to be the first lesbian? Put
maybe.
Your hands up.
I was so not thinking about like sexuality.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, that's the goal of an all-girl school, right? That's like pretty much why they sent like all-girl school and all-boys
school.
Yeah, but
school think
about
like,
me. We don't want you to think about boys and girls. You know?
Yeah, it's no distractions from boys. which is like true. I feel like, I mean, I loved my experience. A lot of time I'm like, I went to a Catholic all-girl school and people are like, I'm so sorry. and I was like, no, I was like kind of, I liked it. I have some friends who didn't like it. And other friends who like appreciated certain things and, but yeah.
What about it was Catholic? Like, did you have to wear something specific or were there nuns?
Sisters.
All of the above. Sisters. Yeah. We had like blazers and yeah, definitely uniforms and like nuns.
Like,
and there was
like,
it was
nice
like, at, there was like nuns that lived at like the Sisters of St. Louis, which was like basically on campus, but like up on a hill.
Oh yeah.
And a bunch of nuns lived there. Yeah.
I don't know anything really about nuns.
I've only honestly, met the nuns at my school were like really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're kind of like, it's kind of sad. I feel like they're like dying out. There's like all these like stats on religion and like our generation, Gen Z, like just like not.
No one wants to be nuns.
No one wants to be a nun.
Yeah.
Yeah, these days.
Which I get that because you can, those, I feel like they were also really products of their time. Like a lot of the nuns at my school like came over from Ireland because the U.S. actually has to fly over a lot of religious people. Like,
really?
Like
has to?
No, them. Not has to, but I feel like overseas sometimes there's like more.
More nuns.
That's, oh, yeah. That was Ireland. My impression oh, yeah. of it. Yeah. So we borrow some of their nuns and they're really nice.
So
we don't make
crazy.
That many. You know, the U.S. Yeah. production of nuns is yeah, slim.
You'd think that our, you
but
know.
I do, it just feel like it was like they made that decision probably when they were like 16 or 19.
And then that you was can just never like, leave.
Yeah, and they were, and the nuns at my school could. Were, they were not young. They were sweet and old, and they, it just felt like it was probably like made sense at the time.
Yeah.
For
do you
them.
Get paid for being a nun?
And also,
no, your life, you just like live simply and you're, you like love
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a vocation-ish. I don't know yeah. if that's the right word.
So you like, don't.
Some like gay Catholics no, are gonna no, come for me right now.
Oh my God.
No. You God. Like, you devote your life to like a religious life of celibacy and service, basically.
Okay.
Like the only sex you have is like, you're married to God is like what they do, literally.
Married to Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. The only time I've ever met nuns was when I was like an intern in New York for like a couple weeks and I didn't know how to drive. And so I went to go pick something up with one of the other like people who walked with me, and he parked the car in front of this like in front of that driveway, in front of the nun's driveway, and I was sitting in the passenger seat, and they came out and yelled at me and told me to move my car, and I was like, I don't know how to drive.
Well, that's,
how did you were yeah. they like wearing a habit or something, like
they were
you know?
Nuns, like group of nuns.
Yeah,
were, like,
yeah, yeah. And the ones like, at my school didn't wear a habit, but yeah, nuns, I feel like nuns used to be even or like just like mean because of the product of like their world. Like, I don't know. My dad has crazy nun stories from growing up in Catholic school. Like, shaming him and, like, hitting kids. Crazy yeah. stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah
that's
but
like
also…
That's, like, the stereotypical… I feel like that's the nun
yeah,
in the media.
Yeah, you think of, like, nun with ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
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 But it doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well, and maybe also, that's so like… It's, like, also, like, who hurt you, honey? Yelling at kids, being mean to kids, you know?
Well, someone.
I think that they were, like, told… Yeah, I think, I don't know. Why has this become like a nun psychology podcast? I have to stop myself.
Thank you also to BetterHelp. We talk about therapy every single week.
When's the last time we didn't?
I don't know. But is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, I bet.
Me? Yes.
Yes.
You?
Totally.
So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which never happens with real therapists.
I can't even get them to call me back in 48 hours.
Oh, shame. It's true. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And the service is available for clients worldwide.
Yeah, and you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room and, you know, just like bite your nails in the waiting room being like, oh my God, knee problem, I guess.
Yeah.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free of charge to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than offline counseling and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living happier today. Visit betterhelp.com/dating. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So there is someone for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dating Straight listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/dating.
Do it. Thanks, BetterHelp. No, I'm finding it so interesting. Like, I don't know anything about nuns.
It is interesting. I don't know. I can't say, but I do okay. understand why less people are doing it because it feels like there are other options to, like, give yourself up service.
Right.
And also, totally. If you don't want to have sex with anyone, you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah.
There's, like, more identities that are coming out. And also, you can be religious. I think nunhood was evolving. Even the nuns in my school, they didn't wear habits or anything. And so it could even, you know.
Well, you don't have to wear
your own spirituality. What?
In front of just girls, right?
What?
I thought.
Or nuns have sex with each other?
No, what? I didn't say that.
I don't know what goes on in the
you
context.
Said that.
Hmm.
That's no, ungodly.
That's, Ava. I think, I don't know.
Straight to hell.
I would say no. I would say I did not expect to talk about nuns or religion when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Really early to be here. Good morning.
Morning.
It is early. I should have come out in high school. I would have been way cooler.
Oh, yeah. That's how we got onto nuns.
That, yes. That is how we sat
in. I would have been cooler. I think I was already cooler. Really cool. I don't know if I could have been cooler.
I love how serious y'all being. Like, that is fucking awesome.
Also, I needed to have somewhere to go after high school. You know, like you're like.
Yeah, you need to level, like elevate.
Post high school mood.
Yeah.
Gay people are elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did come out in high school.
Whoa.
I'm still a mess.
Can I touch your hand?
Yeah,
why? How was that for you?
Yeah, do you think if that wouldn't have happened, things really would have been different? Or are you like, there was just no way? Because. You needed to
I guess it's now that you say it, like I guess I didn't like come out, like I didn't like stand in front of the school and I was like, hey everyone, look me up and down, and then now you know a gay person. You know what I mean?
Like, surprise. You know a gay person.
Yeah. Suddenly your life has changed.
Oh, you stand with 70 of your friends and you say 1 in 8 people are gay.
You're looking at one.
Guess who?
Yeah, but no, I mean it was just kind of like sort of unsaid, although I came out to my parents, but it was like that was even an accident. Like
I was caught in a lie. That was after high school.
No. It was my senior year or summer before senior. Yeah. But I was 18 at the time.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm old. I repeated junior kindergarten.
Honestly, yeah, I was getting a little concerned.
I feel like boys realize they're gay. Much younger.
I knew.
Across the board, usually. I have a few friends. How old?
I was 13.
Whoa.
My friend has the same, like a 13, like a 12-year-old story. And I was like,
yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's hardcore.
But you kind of like forgot about it.
It was always there.
Okay.
And I was like, well, there's no one else to make out with. So I'll just make out with these boys. Because here they are.
Hmm.
But I felt
and they're everywhere.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like always down to make out.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
When I went to Catholic school, I had a teacher one time, I think freshman year, say this thing that stuck with me. And I think that like kept me from realizing I was gay because she said, girls are just like beautiful. Everyone. She just said everyone is attracted to girls because girls are beautiful. So that's just like it was like a religion teacher. She's like a young religion teacher.
She's also gay.
Young, gorgeous, religious teacher. But she just like said this thing and she was like, yeah, like girls are just pretty and everyone's attracted to girls. That's like baseline.
Okay, lesbian
and
queen.
So I was like, oh my God, like I guess girls are just attractive and everyone's attracted to girls. And like, yeah, I am, but like so is everyone else and I'm not special and like I'm not gonna change anything. Then years later I was like, oh, it's different for me.
Yeah.
It's more than my friends. Yeah.
Do you think she was telling you that to be like, if you're gay, no, you're not?
I don't know. She was just talking. She was just like, yeah.
How did that come up?
She was kind of like a messy teacher. She would like talk. She was like a religious teacher, but we knew like she was like, she had this like boyfriend she would talk about. And we also all knew that she was like sleeping with this man. And we would ask her because the school like was like, you know, like save yourself for marriage. And she'd be like, no. But like,
she could tell
she was lying. And I had another religion teacher who was really cool and honest. Shout out Mr. Korean. And he basically was like, we asked him and he's like, I did not save myself with my wife.
Whoa.
And like, and he was pro-choice and like, he was really cool. But other people in the religion department hated him. It was like all the religion teachers were like, didn't like him.
Because he was spreading vicious rumors.
Well, because he was progressive.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
And he believed and he still like taught really well about religion and like morals and things, but I think he was just honest and like in this.
You can still teach religion and not like follow the Bible.
Yeah, guys, I was almost a religion minor in college.
Theology is really interesting.
Yeah, oh, I love theology. It's just stories. It's just like,
yeah.
In my opinion, no offense to anyone, but yeah, I don't believe any of it, but I'm like, that's cool. Someone thought this was. Yeah, well, you're like telling lessons through narrative, you know? Like, what's the difference between that and Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Not much, really, honestly, if you think about it.
Yeah, like world religions and like culture and stuff like that. Like, I love that kind of, I love like religious culture and tradition. Honestly, none of, like, I love like Judaism and I'm not like, I don't know, Christianity just really doesn't do it for me. But like Buddhism and all these other things that
I've
studied, I think are really cool.
Okay, well, let's speak about this. Do you guys believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
You do? Yes. Like really? Fully? Mm-hmm.
My parents are really pretty spiritual and they're big. Like one time, just to like make this a completely religious episode.
Yeah,
when I was in second grade, I went home for a homework assignment and I asked my mom, how Jesus like influences your life. And she straight up looked at me and said, I don't believe in Jesus. And I sobbed. Because I went to Catholic school at this time and I was just crying. Oh. And I just didn't understand. And then I was like, my mom's a good person.
But she's going to hell. Oh my God.
You're most religious if you go to Catholic school when you're in second grade.
Yeah.
Because you have like two sacraments that year.
Just like believe it.
I did the rosary after recess every day. Yeah. So like you're just in it. And my mom says this thing to me and I'm like, what's going on? And then also my parents were always like, when you grow up, you get to pick your religion. You can be any religion you want. So I already had this like they were feeding me that like religion is like whatever, you can choose it. You know what I mean? There's no like one religion.
One religion. Period. We're all Jews.
Well, you're one of the chosen people, which I'm very...
That is so, like, narcissistic.
I grew up around a lot of... My mom's best friend is Jewish and a lot of Jewish people, and I was really, like, envious. I feel like of not actually being Jewish and being one of the chosen people.
Yeah.
But I love that, like, whole culture. It's like a religion, culture, race, all of the above. So congratulations.
Thank you. So y'all crying. Mom doesn't believe in Jesus.
Mom doesn't believe in
Jesus.
She
laughs and laughs and laughs.
Oh my God.
She laughs and she laughs. And there was something, and there was one other thing I was going to say, and I forget it now. And it had to do with exactly what we're talking about.
Rosie.
Anyway, my mug says ADHD.
Because Ava has it.
Yeah. And I have ADHD, and I've been thinking a lot about it.
What have you been thinking about
just
it? About
really... really peel off from the last subject. I wonder if I'll think about that one little thing I wanted to share.
If it comes back, it comes back. It's meant to be.
Okay, cool.
You know. If you love something, set it free.
Yeah, okay, yeah. For all intents and purposes, it wasn't that interesting, so don't worry about it. Don't think about it too hard, and we'll move on.
Thank you so much, Best Fiends, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Wowza. If we know anything, I am a Lord of the Rings mega fan. I was actually listening to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack on the way here. and that is just something that from my childhood, like, I just love so much. And I still go back to as an adult all the time. It still holds up. And things have come a long way since we were kids. But some things just, like, are instant classics, like Lord of the Rings and, like, Best Fiends. I'll say it. Instant classic. Top-rated mobile puzzle adventure and, frankly, we say this every time, but it is true. The only game that you need on your phone.
It is a classic. Like, it's been around for so long.
It literally has, like, iconic billboards. it has billboards. It's, like, every influencer has done it.
Yes.
It's, like, gone down in history.
It has.
Best Fiends has a world full of lovable characters, thousands of levels, and more content that gets added all the time. I've been playing, well, it says I've been playing for a while on the ad copy, but realistically, I've been playing probably for a long time.
2015.
I check my phones all the time. It's constantly updating. There's something new. There's always more levels for me. My favorite thing about the game is that I'm better than Amy.
For sure. Like 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love to get past that level that I've, you know, been struggling with.
Mm.
It is the type of game where you start off easy, you know, but then as you get further and further along,
makes you think. Yeah.
Which is great because sometimes you want to just, you know, you want to check out, but you also want to like work on something.
Stay engaged, yeah.
And it's a great way to de-stress. Some of you guys have been like bragging in my DMs recently, being like, oh, you think I can't beat you? I'm on level 1,473 or something like that. And I'm like, all right, relax. So I love that you guys love the game as well. It's truly the only game you need.
It really is. Best Fiends is bottom's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
With Best Fiends, there's always something new today, tomorrow, and every day after
so
that.
So true.
There are literally thousands of levels to play and counting, plus tons of cute characters to collect. So if you ever get tired of solving puzzles, good news. With Best Fiends, the fun never ends. Just don't blame me if you become slightly obsessed, like Jack.
And you can blame me, though. download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Thanks, Best Fiends. Also, thank you so much to Aura Frames for sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Aura Digital Frames are beautifully designed Wi-Fi frames that connect people around the world through a delightful photo sharing experience. Download the free app, set up the frame in minutes, and add photos. Free unlimited storage is included, so you and your entire family can share thousands of photos from your phone to Aura's HD display in an instant. When we hear digital frames, we probably think of something that's plasticky, kind of gimmicky, gadgety, like eyesore looking. but no, not Aura.
No.
These are gorgeous, living room worthy frames that are shockingly simple to set up, even for the technologically challenged, and make it easy and fun to share photos from anywhere in the world using the Aura app. Aura's super high res auto brightness adjusting display means your photos always stay looking their best.
Aura has been recommended by 130 plus gift guides, twice selected by, get this, Oprah.
Oh my God.
In Oprah's Favorite Things. Aura is Wirecutter's number one pick in digital picture frames. Aura is featured in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes magazine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is high tech. And many high-end home decor publications.
Okay.
Gorge.
Yeah. This is like the hottest gift. I'm giving it to...
It's actually perfect for Mother's Day.
It's perfect for Mother's Day. Like yeah. They're giving you the answer.
Yeah.
So like, what do I get my mom or grandma? Like, this is it.
Yeah. And moms like love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with Mother's Day right around the corner, what better way to show your mom what you are thinking about her than giving her the gift of memories year round? Mm. For real. From now until Mother's Day, Aura is offering listeners up to $100 off their first digital Wi-Fi frame with the code DATING. Visit AuraFrames.com to redeem.
Thanks, Aura. I also just got diagnosed with ADHD, Ava.
Congratulations. I knew that. And it's really interesting because I feel like we are so different.
So different.
And so,
so different.
Yeah.
When Darlene was like, you may have ADHD, I was like, absolutely not. Like, I never lose my keys. I always know where my phone is, etc.
Yeah, you're and like, then, I've met Ava. I'm not
like her. and I just have like the different kind of it. I don't know.
And also I feel like other things in your brain, like it makes up a different combination.
For sure. Yeah. I'm really impatient.
Yeah.
I get frustrated very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Those like my main ADHD things.
Yeah, I'm like disorganized and, you know, like short-term forgetful.
I think I might be that too, but I don't know.
My long-term memory is pretty spot on, but like, just like, where's my keys? Is like, on a short-term memory. Like,
why don't you get tiles?
I know, I should. But also, I love the chase.
That's really funny. what's been going on with your ADHD lately?
Well, lately it's been, so I've wrapped shooting a couple weeks ago of Love, Victor, which has been like a couple months of doing that on and off, which has been amazing because I feel like my ADHD brain thrives when I have things to do, when I have work. In school, it wasn't until I graduated that I really realized that I was in trouble.
Yeah.
Because if I have to be at school at 8 a.m., like, oh, maybe I'll be 5 minutes late, but I'll be there. And
yeah.
I did really well in school. I got pretty much all A's. I was like senior class president. Like,
oh my God.
If I have like an opportunity to be
jealous.
I mean, I'm just thinking like, wow, queer people have really made moves in the school industry.
Yeah, I know.
You are, wow.
The school industry.
Big school. But,
you know, the big school industry.
Were you diagnosed with ADHD in school?
So yes. So I always got good grades. And so for years, I knew something was wrong with me. I would, in class, like, just like listen to a lecture and like really understand it and hear it. And then I would do really good on tests. But like, if I had like an essay or something that was like not about that, like wasn't like a, it was just like a me and myself, I would fall apart. Like, it was so hard for me. And it was just felt excruciating. And I knew it shouldn't be that way. And I didn't like to read because it took like an extended amount of focus. And I was in AP English. And so I was doing these things, but I was struggling in certain areas. And I knew something's wrong. And I kept telling my parents, and they were like, you're fine, because I was getting good grades. But I was like, but it's so hard. It's so painful. And I used to like take these like mental health breaks where I like just like needed to go watch TV. I remember it in high school so well. And I just remember sitting on the couch watching TV when I had stuff to do. And I was like, this is for my mental health. I was like, mental health is the most important thing in life. And then I'd be like, click. Watch TV. Because I just couldn't. I needed to.
But then something about that also like has its own set of anxiety. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm watching TV and I really should be working. I'm watching TV.
I was like, you're making the right decision. I was really calm about it. Like, I just saw, I was also like in the back of my head, I was like, it shouldn't be this hard. And then I was like, finally, I pushed them and then I got diagnosed and they like looked at my records from kindergarten and they're like, oh yeah, you're like super ADHD. Like every note from a teacher is like, so yeah. And then I had some medicine. It was like towards the end of my junior year. So like I used it for like essays and AP tests and SATs and like things like that, that I really like ended up being really helpful to have ADHD medication for. And I definitely did better in like certain subjects that I was like I was really bad at like Spanish and stuff. And I did a little better in Spanish and stuff. But yeah, but I was fine. I was really functioning because I had a lot to do. And I think as an actor, so I don't have like an office job or a 9-to-5 when I have nothing going on and I have to make it up. That's when I have a hard time.
Yeah.
And that's when medication comes in, and I've had like a really interesting, like Darlene and I, about, because Darlene is ADHD, which is amazing.
I know.
And so we can kind of talk ADHD to ADHD. And she takes medicine, you know, Ritalin 3 times a day, like, you know. Wow. And she just like, and she's been doing it for years, and she's amazing.
She is amazing.
And a lot of the time when I talk to her about, you know, struggling in the space, she's like, and are you ready to take your medicine every day?
Mm.
And then sometimes I have made arguments for why I sometimes don't like taking it. And recently she's been like, wow, like I've never really had a patient I feel that for you specifically.
Oh.
So, but also we'll have that conversation and be like, wow, I'm so special. Like, and then I'll be struggling and I'll be like, no, I need to take my medicine sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really been interesting. But like yesterday I had something to do in the morning and I had an amazing day.
Mm.
We went on that hike.
Beautiful.
Juicy hike.
Should we go on a hike this afternoon?
Absolutely. Bring your microphone.
At work.
Oh, that's very exciting, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks guys.
Congrats. Yeah, work. I'm thinking. I was, before I did La Victor, I had a job at a smoothie bar because my brain was melting in quarantine.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I get another smoothie bar job? Like, I was like,
it's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
Jack also worked at a smoothie bar.
I did.
Yeah.
Should we have a competition?
Oh my God, smoothie off, and then, well, I'll taste them.
I mean, I have a Vitamix, so if you want to come over, we can get dirty.
She has the one with the thing.
What the thing that goes in
the, yes, tamper?
Yeah, don't a lot of them have that? No offense, Vitamixes. You haven't worked Vitamixes. In a smoothie machine.
Vitamixes
shop.
Do.
Only Vitamixes.
You haven't worked in a smoothie shop.
Like, well, what are you? You're in a smoothie shop. What are you working on? You're working on a Vitamix.
Yeah, of
you're
cool.
Working on a commercial Vitamix.
Like, yeah.
Like I'm used to it. Like, to me, the Vitamix is like neither here nor there because I'm surrounded by it. You know what I mean?
But like, what blender do you have at home?
Mm,
not to call
like
you out.
Oyster,
what are you working
or something
with?
Bullshit like that.
I worked at the smoothie shop and I became I had like a shitty blender and I my parents and Alexis went in together to buy me this Vitamix for Christmas. Like, I would not shut up about.
Yeah.
How I needed. I honestly wanted a commercial grade, but it's fine.
Wait,
I was like obsessed.
Than a chunky smoothie.
Nothing.
To me.
Yeah, no,
it's just like the horsepower. Like, that thing's gonna last me 10 years.
Right.
True.
Yeah. It's when, like almost like having a horse in a way.
Yeah.
When you told me, like, you said, I think I'm getting a Vitamix for my birthday. Like, I think that Alexis and my parents are gonna go into it. And I was talking with Alexis and she told me what she was getting you for your birthday and it was not a Vitamix. And I was like, I just need to let you know, like, she thinks she's getting a Vitamix. And she was like, well, she's not. And then you did.
Yeah. I was like, I knew it would happen and it happened. I manifested
it. You made
it
happen.
I made a really good smoothie yesterday, so.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, tell us about it.
Reese Witherspoon smoothie. So honestly, not creative on my end. Oh, I'm sorry. It's so funny. I spent yesterday like gabbing about this specific smoothie, like to my roommate and anyone that would listen. Well,
it's an interesting
smoothie. So it is Reese Witherspoon on British Vogue. You can Google it. Gave her smoothie recipe that's actually Kerry Washington's, but that she Reese drinks every day. And it is two heads of romaine, some spinach, some celery.
Romaine lettuce?
Yes, I know.
Smoothie?
Which is why I had to make it, because I was like, lettuce? What? Yes.
Was like, it like really heads. Thick?
No, it was so good. So good. Did a whole apple, wait, a going, whole pear, a whole lemon, minus the rind, and
big
some coconut
is
water.
This?
It makes two servings.
Her thing must be like 64 ounces, at least.
Two
it was
heads
big.
Of lettuce?
I mean, my roommate and I drank it all, and we honestly wanted more after, so.
Wow.
Two heads.
And that's why your skin is glowing.
And that's why I'm glowing today.
Yeah.
And a little bit of moisturizer.
Hydrated.
Okay, point of contention in the smoothie world. Peanut butter and smoothie?
Absolutely.
I don't like peanut butter smoothie.
Okay, peanut butter, A, enhances like a chocolate smoothie immediately. Enhances a berry smoothie immediately.
No, not a berry.
PB&J smoothies have become like, if you've never had a PB&J smoothie, make it right away.
Mm-mm. Guys, stick to your fruit. Fruit smoothies are
do whatever
better.
You want.
Yeah, anyway, that is a point of contention. Should we move on?
So, we spoke to you and Alexis G at the beginning of quarantine. How was quarantine for you guys? I feel like a lot of couples broke up, but you guys fucking
did not break
up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, quarantine was insane. It was just like an insane year and a half. I don't know. I think that there were just major, I think everyone was forced to grow a lot and also confront a lot of their own trauma because of the unprecedented circumstances, especially people in relationships. And that's either forced them to break up or grow closer.
Right.
Based on like, because I think that nobody was in a relationship and was confronted with like nothing crazy. Like, yeah. I think that like, just it was the perfect storm for like, here's all my hidden trauma that is being uncovered and like evoked. So yeah, it was like really hard and really nice. Like I think we were each other's like rocks throughout this like really weird time of like, yeah, just like also we just were there for each other when the world was like falling apart.
Yeah.
And I think that like we're now dealing with the fact that like we've grown so very close, like made it past all the rough points, just to the point where we're just like so used to spending all the seconds together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because the world was shut down and it's safe. You know, we're not going to infect each other because we're together all the time. We're really cautious. And now that we're both vaccinated and the world is starting to open, it's like, I feel like we're going through the growing pains of what, you know, I think there's
separation.
Everyone's going through, I feel like there were a lot of growing pains going into quarantine, single, in a relationship, everybody. And then there will be growing pains coming out of this. Let me tell you, because
totally.
We are changing and you've adapted. You've spent this like, basically like, Alexis was using like PTSD, but like words, but basically like your body and your mind, you're like, I have to survive. So I'm changing. I'm adjusting my expectations. I'm adjusting my worldview and all these things and people and how I live. And now as the world opens, you're going to be asked to change again and it's going to be hard and you're going to be confronted with trauma again. And it's just the fact that you're changing forms again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of like,
Alexis,
going back a little bit, actually.
This is Alexis's thing. She cannot stop talking about Brie Larson in Room.
Mm.
And I think it's very poignant. And I love it because I've heard her talk about it a billion times, but it's very true. And a lot of people relate to it. But she's feeling like Brie Larson in Room.
Like,
where
it's
she's
scary.
In the room and she obviously really wants to get out. And she gets out and she's like pretty depressed. And it's not what she thought. And like the room still happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's you're never going back to before the room.
Totally.
Right.
And that just like you want to get out. But then once you're out, it's like not, you know, it's a little depressed. And like that's a really sad analogy. But I think it also it's not a forever thing. It's that And also if we expect it, because I feel like a little bit of what I've been feeling is like, you know, oh, this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
This is what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Mm. This is your moment. Uh-huh. Like all you've ever wanted was to be fully vaccinated and the world to open again. And so adjusting your expectations and knowing, like, giving yourself the room to have growing pains, to feel disappointed, to also feel different.
Yeah.
Nobody's the same.
Nobody. Like,
nobody's – every year you change, but especially this past year. So yeah. You're not the same. And so you can – it's not going to feel the same and allow it, you to discover it slowly and give yourself time to readjust. It doesn't have to feel like it did before.
It's not going to.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Yeah, I totally agree. Like this whole time, I feel like we've been like, and I can't wait for when we're able to do like, and we're going to party
texting
hard.
Friends.
We're all going to be like so close.
It's like this and never
it's
happened.
Like, probably not. Like yeah. Maybe we're going to go to the club and like fucking hate it, you know?
Mm.
Like,
I think it'll take.
Or not be as, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like thriving in life
time.
As we expect.
Yeah. It will take time. You sent me that TikTok about like 2024 being the year that like everything will start to really feel good again.
Oh, yeah.
God.
And I was thinking about that. And that sounds like a far long, but that's like, or like society will reach societal euphoria.
Oh, my God.
Is what the TikTok said. Basically, like people will have economically recovered a bit, probably emotionally and mentally. Mm. And it will kind of have like our roaring 20s moment post-pandemic.
In a couple years.
In
yeah.
a couple years. And that's years. In a couple years. And so, like, don't expect everything to be – expectations are everything.
Yeah. yeah.
And so if you're listening, just, like, give yourself space and time and, like, allow yourself to be where you're at and don't have expectations about this new world that we're opening back up into.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a new world, actually. It's the same world, just, like, a little different.
I don't know. It's post-pandemic. That feels new. It's yeah. like not old. It's not pandemic.
Well, but it's, I don't know.
It's a pioneer world.
I think that's what people expect, but I think we'll be surprised at how similar probably our lives are.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
really?
I'm expecting
yeah, I don't think so at all.
A third option.
Yeah,
like, I think
for
that
sure.
there was before, there was during,
yeah, I feel like I'm
and
like
then there's the new one.
Closer to different people now. I feel like
mm-hmm.
everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I look at like my job and working is
yeah.
so different than before. Mm.
You've gone through a crazy like just like mental health journey of like
girl,
spiritual and like all that stuff.
I started therapy in 2020.
You're
like,
coming out like
so
buff,
wild.
But like your brain
yeah.
and your like heart. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like you're coming out like ready.
For sure.
Yeah.
But ready for what? We don't
exactly.
even know.
I yeah.
It's like
I don't
what
know.
Is ready? What
it's
could
gonna,
prepare us?
It's gonna be a slow row. It's a slow roll. Slow roll.
Mm. Roll.
But just to appreciate the little things I'm trying to do. Little
yeah.
moments.
Yeah.
Not
outside
too much expectations.
We can be back in the studio.
It's
now.
Not gonna feel
That's
the same.
Cool.
Friendships might not feel the same. Friends that I haven't seen in like over a year because we've had like different quarantine styles is how I'll describe it. And it's like, yeah, I'll just like let those. I don't need to like put any expectations on anything. I can just let it be.
Different quarantine styles. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Because there have been like a lot of people calling out their friends like on social media being like, how dare you?
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just different
it is weird. And when
styles.
I talk to them, it's like I love them and they just like see it. They also are surrounded by people who act different. I think I was surrounded by people who act a certain way.
For sure.
And if I was surrounded by people who were all kind of behaving different and talking different, like, yeah. Like, I think that it's that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? They
people did.
A
it's
lot
like
of them did
bliss.
Get corona. People that
bliss.
I know
for sure.
in that group did get corona.
And that makes sense.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then that's a reflection of their style of quarantine.
yeah.
And my style was, yeah. And honestly, there's no shame in getting corona because the virus was designed to
catchy.
Win.
Catchy. Yeah.
Yeah. You were supposed to lose against that virus.
Yeah.
So, which is why, hence the pandemic, hence stopping the world.
So you and Alexis, for most of your relationship, have been private.
Yes.
Like privately dating,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
One, why? Two, like how did you decide like, okay, we're together. Like,
yeah.
Let's just let it go a little.
Yeah.
And what does that feel like for you now?
Oh, this is a great question. First of all, I just want to shout out to the people on the internet who, like, somehow, like, just always knew there were, like, a
somehow.
Few people.
What do you mean? Yes, somehow. Somehow? What do you mean, somehow?
Well,
so
funny. I guess they are figured it out. they're just detectives. I remember, like, forums and stuff, like, all that, and just, like, them knowing so much. And I was like, kudos.
Well, suddenly you were just, like, best friends and, like, came around all the time. So I feel like
exactly.
It's got him.
I was like impressed by the fandom. I don't know if that's the right word. So early on, I don't know, this is an interesting story. And I wish Alexis was here. I don't, because I think a lot of it is her story to tell. But I'll tell my point of view of it. But basically, we started dating. It's going really well. And then something came up where I was like, we were like somewhere at a trading post and some fan came up and asked to take a picture with her. And I think like Joanna or something was like, were you cool with that? Was that like, cause like Ava was right there. Like basically like, you know, like, is that a secret? Where like, did that make you nervous or like something? And I was very new to this whole world. And she was like, no, that felt fine to me. And basically implying that, like, we were a secret, but we had never had a discussion that we were a secret.
Okay.
And so I was, like, in my head for the rest of walking around the trading post. And I think she could tell that I was, like, a little, like, because I was processing. I was like, do I want to be a secret? Do I want to be someone's secret girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that who I am now? A secret girlfriend? And so I, you know, we went back to her house and I basically was like, yeah. And she could tell that I was like, something was off. And I was like, yeah, am I a secret? And, but not smiling.
How early was this? Like, were you official?
We were, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. We were pretty official quickly just because we quickly, like, we went on one long date and then just like have never stopped hanging out. And so we is how Alexis describes it. And I like that. She's like, we just keep hanging out. And so I was like, are we a secret? And then she was like, no, I just like, and I was like, so, but what's going on? Like, what's the, and basically she just like broke down crying. Aww. And in this really, like in a way that I, you know, we just started dating, never really seen before. And she opened, and we talk about this moment a lot, and we used to even more. I feel like she cracked open and like just got really honest with me. And she basically described what it's been like for her friends who have been in the public eye and dated people, like people, you know, like you. and I think like Shannon and Cammy and like these couples that are real people that date and then break up, but that people on the internet, because like I understand why, it's like, oh, a queer relationship that I look up to, but then they really break up and then they're like, they don't, you know, they get tagged
it's
in
like
photos of each other every day
from breaking up.
Yeah.
And one that's pretty unique.
It's so unique. And she was basically like, she was crying and she was like, I like you so much. And I can't imagine if like we broke up and then people like tagged you in photo, it would just be devastating. Yeah. She was like, it would be so devastating. And I understood it. And I understood it completely. And where I went into this conversation in my head being like, I will be no one's secret girlfriend.
Mm.
I left this conversation being like, I am your secret girlfriend. she made it make so much sense. And also, I didn't have anything to lose. It was going to be her. If we had broken up, she would have been bombarded in it because I was not a public figure. And then she just really explained it to me and made it made a lot of sense. And so it just made sense. And so it didn't like bother me. And
it's only private from one aspect of life.
Oh, yeah.
And like probably, frankly, like the least personal aspect of life.
100%. Like,
we knew who you are.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's not like you all have
secret.
Important.
Private
secret
was like
the
online. Yeah.
And it just really to keep strangers from attaching to our relationship too early. Because I think that like a lot of people do that and they're like a vlogging couple and that's what they're, and like people appreciate that and that's great. But I think that Alexis didn't want that and I didn't. And I think that like we wanted to preserve our relationship. And so that was the choice that we made. And, you know, and then as time goes on, like, you know, we'll just like go. She's like, wait, I want to post this photo. And like, I think that like we've now been dating like 3.5 years. And I think at a certain point we were like, I think that the fear was, what if we break up? And I remember we were both crying having that conversation initially, because the conversation we just started dating was about what if we break up?
Yeah.
So we got very emotional. And but now we feel like it is just like, we don't feel, I don't know. I don't feel like I think she was like, not afraid of that anymore.
Yeah. It's worth it ultimately.
Yeah, like, it is.
The risk, the reward is better than the risk.
It became a thing that was like stupid to hide for that long a period of time.
Yeah.
We'd already achieved protecting it. And I feel like making it not a thing, because we just didn't want other people to attach onto it. I mean, love the fans. But I think we wanted to not make it a part of it.
Yeah.
We didn't want to make it about that.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have to. I do feel like a lot of the relationships that are public, very public, like,
I feel like it's a strategy sometimes.
It's a strategy, and they are, it's a whole different aspect of your relationship that you have to upkeep, where you're performing rather than just
ouchie on the real relationship too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big ouchie.
Like, performing
hard
is never, it makes it fake even in your
real
life.
And also you
opinion.
Might stay longer than you would have.
Totally. Because it's like, well, then what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. For sure. If your relationship becomes the fact, like, your source of income or things like that, or like source of self-esteem or things like that, if people really love your relationship. And then also when you break up, it's not just about you and your partner and your relationship. It's like also all these strangers.
How do I address that?
And so how do I address that? And so I think it's a whole, like, being a public figure is so different than a public relationship that is a, like, I feel like Shannon and Cammy very much, like, from what I, like, knew, like, when Alexis and I first started dating, she used an example of, like, that sucks for them because they had this relationship that was so, like, beloved by people, and then it ended because that was what was right for them.
Yes. And what everyone they needed. Has, like, an opinion.
Everyone
and, like,
has an
makes
opinion.
Up stories.
And also, people probably, like, cried or something from their, like, breakup story.
Yeah. I feel,
fuck you. I mean, I've seen the breakup video, and, like, it's emotional, I think. And it also, it's, like, because, like, real breakups are, like, there was real love there, and then they needed to end. And I think it's this interesting thing of, like, and no hate to people who bring people, like, along for that, especially queer relationships. I totally get why that is powerful for people and beautiful. And I think that everyone just makes decisions for them. And I think that there's no right way to do it, but that was what we decided.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jack?
I was just going to say, it sort of feels like, I feel like a lot of these relationships, like, present themselves almost as, you can think of it like it's a TV show, like on your favorite TV show, when your favorite couple breaks up or whatever, you're like, but, and you're like, have to get mad at someone, so you get mad at the writers, right? But in the real life, there's no writers. So you just get mad at, like, the actual people and be like, or disappointed. And you're like, why couldn't you make it work? And then you start thinking about, like, what's wrong with their relationship?
Or attack their new partner.
Yeah.
Things. Totally. So that new person's not the old person.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're just trying to make it work. Obviously, that relationship wasn't working. If people break up, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
That's it.
But they don't know that because they're like, why would they break up if they're, like, so cute and perfect and happy?
Right.
Because
they're not showing that in the vlogs.
Obviously.
The vlogs are not the fights. The vlogs are not, you know.
And I think a lot of I don't know if this is true, but I think a lot of the fans of, like, relationships are younger. So they look towards this perfect relationship that they, like, want so badly that they can't imagine ever for themselves. And then it's, like, a great awakening in a bad way, though, like, when that doesn't work out, and then
totally. But it's like, it's themselves. Not like love is it. It's like, those weren't those people's people. Like, there's those people are gonna find love. Those people that were in that relationship that you thought was it for them, like, that wasn't it. And love is still out there, you know. And people, and they just,
Well, I feel like also it's like hard to, when someone's in such a strict couple, it's hard to imagine them as individual people.
Yes.
They just an entity together.
Especially if you market yourselves like that.
Right. And then so once that happens, you almost feel like you maybe don't even know who that person is, right? Mm-hmm. Without their significant other.
Well, I feel like that probably happens to people in those type of, they have like an identity crisis. Right. It's like, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the time they break up because they have, the identity crisis comes first before the breakup. And it sparks the breakup.
Totally.
So, yeah. Because it's like, whoa, is this... Who am I?
Yeah, without you. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be looking out for your couples channel with Alexis?
Probably not. if you see it, I'm really desperate for cash.
You guys do cameos.
So please watch all the ads. But I doubt it.
When did you realize, like, oh, we are public? Public.
One day, like, there was just a period. It was very slow and natural. Like, Alexis would be like, this photo of us I want to post. And I was like, what? Really? And I was like, are you serious? And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So going back and like, and yeah, and I think it was just slowly more stories or posts. And I think we just eventually just like slowly gave up the jig.
Yeah.
In this natural way. You know, we didn't feel like we wanted to do an announcement because an announcement would be like inviting. I think it was just like being honest.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we want, to be attached as a couple. I think we just want to be appreciated for individuals. But also, like, I don't know, up to you. But also just, like, to see seen for all three.
Mm. Right,
you know, one plus one equals three.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember, like, you guys would come on our podcast and then, like, do a little kiss or, like, touch each other's legs or something. And we'd have to, like, cut it. And
I know. Like, oh my there God. Were a lot of, like, videos where you just had to, all I'd your like, videos, I'm like, group filming. Videos, you just pretend. Yeah. Like, okay, you guys, cut it out.
Yeah, literally, yeah, yeah.
No, it would be like, you're literally on timeout today, starting right now.
Yeah. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to be rolling in 5 seconds, so stop.
So funny.
That is so funny.
You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Your recent TikToks.
I want to talk about my recent TikTok.
Believe.
I know. We just like went off. It was chaos hours last night.
Let's do a quick recap.
Okay, so we did the TikTok. I went over to Rebecca's house last night to hang out. And I was wearing this, which is her merch. Go get
amazing.
It. It's amazing.
I need to get that immediately.
You should get it.
I will.
I'm
and
very
I will.
Comfy and it feels good. And look,
it the sparkles. Bedazzling
I
looks
know.
So nice.
I asked her, I was like, how do I wash this? And she's like, I don't know.
don't get dirty.
Yeah. And so I went over there and I was like, we should make TikToks because we're wearing the same thing. And she was like, oh, great. Like, I have to take photos for my thing anyway to like promote them. And so I just passed the phone to her, you know, like passing the phone to like the girl who wrote girlfriend and then broke up with that girlfriend again. And then she said like the craziest thing she could have said.
Yeah, literally.
And I was like, oh, okay, okay.
We're in that mood.
Yeah. I was like, I see what's happening. And then it just like escalated from there.
I love it. Everything out on the page. Like,
seriously. Well, we had already spoken about it in like a How We Met video it some time ago, but it was like, it was
maybe people like glossed over it.
Beating around the bush.
Yeah, we beat around the bush much more than we did yesterday.
I love it. I was like, internal secrets coming out. Like,
I know. And then that the last TikTok when we were like the girl that we're both hooking up with like chooses neither of us.
Did you ask for us or you just were on
I tagged her on
sure
Instagram
she care, honestly
and she knows like we spoke about it on the podcast too.
I wonder if she would see it that way.
Well, I texted her the link and then I tagged her on Instagram. She was like, oh my God, like should I repost this, blah blah blah. And then so I was like, oh, so this is good. And then I tagged her in the comments on TikTok, but then they like fucking went off. Like they all went to her page and like commented on her. She has one TikTok. And then I was like, you should get us back. Like you can. Mm-hmm. Like she has stuff that she can just get us for, I feel like.
Yeah.
So so I was texting her about that before this. I was like, get us.
That's
so it's
fun.
All true. All that was said was true, you think?
Why am I gonna lie? I think. Well, what do you think was not true?
No, I think it was all true. But I was watching these and almost feel like it was so over the top that like some people wouldn't
believe
it. I thought
it was like your Finsta. I was like looking at it, I was like, this is our main account. Like,
I know. Oh my God. Also when you reposted on Instagram, I was like, you want everyone to see this.
Like, I love it. It's like give people the tea. Also, well, just like dropping it like so much later after the fact is like almost like fun.
Well, that's what is, I feel like, so freeing about it is that this all happened so long ago that, I mean, like, I have no shame about it. Like, what do I care? Like, I don't care. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It is funny. I feel like people are loving it. I feel like people appreciate
it. Because what do I have to hide? Nothing?
Nothing.
Like, I don't care.
Just a couple things.
It depends on what you know, want to keep private.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes along with our whole conversation.
Yeah. Exactly. And also, like, those are things you definitely wanted to keep private for a moment. And then you evolve. And, like, kind of, like… And also, as time moves on, things become… You let things go.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, I don't care if people know about that. Also, it just becomes, like… Those things happened a while ago, so they're, like…
This all it is. But then also, I think… about it, like, at that time when I, like, wanted to keep whatever private, I was doing it out of fear. I was like, I was afraid what people would think. I was afraid, like, what people involved would think. But doesn't matter.
Now
it only
you're like, oh,
matters
no one
what
cares.
I think,
yeah,
really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, yeah, it doesn't.
It's all the news.
It's true.
Okay. So now you've exposed yourself
We had already.
Okay.
But okay, on TikTok.
This is,
bigger platform.
This is very direct. What do we call her?
This girl.
This girl. What
oh,
is this
do we have
girl
a code name?
This girl.
I want a better name.
Capital T, capital G. This girl.
TG.
Well, what do you think we should call her without saying her name? Because she's really private.
I know. I would never expose anyone. We can call her girlfriend because it says it on your…
Oh,
but
right.
You hate that word.
I know.
We're not girlfriends,
perfect.
Though.
I know.
Okay, well, TG.
Gal
did
pal.
TG… Did you send it to TG? Did, like,
no.
TG see it?
She watched my Instagram stories.
I feel like TG very, like, chill. Like, very, like, not jealous.
Not
type.
Jealous. Supportive.
Which is, I think, really important in our friend group. Because…
For sure. Because
y'all be fucking each other left and right.
Because…
Just kidding, everyone.
Because…
Maybe.
I think, like, we're just all very, like, close and lovey.
Yeah.
And I think that… And there is nothing to be worried about.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, if someone were worried about that, it would create really unnecessary vibes.
For sure.
So that's the best way I can describe it.
That's so true.
But I feel like she has the perfect disposition.
Yeah. She's so go with the flow and cool. She was the thing is, if I were gonna run away with Rebecca, like, it would have happened already. Do you know what I mean?
You never were.
And I was never was, and it was never gonna happen.
Well, it wasn't about that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
What was it about? It was about summer 2018 being…
One fucking, moment in time.
Yeah.
How do you know that she's cool, Ava?
We've met.
Two times.
Now.
What do you think about her, Ava?
She's so cute. So cute. Have you talked about what she looks like on this podcast?
She looks just like Ava. She does.
They
got the same
and are we shocked?
I feel like not just like, but I definitely see the like…
There's something.
Tall, lanky, blue eyes, brown hair.
Yeah. Same bob.
Not to, to describe.
Even
that's
maybe
a lot of
like
people.
That is a lot.
That's like everyone in your friend group also.
Sure.
Yeah. She's also got like the like maybe more tomboy thing going, like what you have.
Sure. So you got yourself and me.
Wow.
Durr.
You saw what Alexis
finally
had. And he's like, take one of those,
look
please
at those.
Waiter.
Yeah. Is it weird for you now seeing me with someone because you've only known me
so
single?
You brought this up on our hike the other day.
Well, can I tell you why I brought it up?
Yes.
Because every time I would say something about her, you would run.
On our hike?
Yes.
Whoa, I wonder if I was unconscious. I just was in the mood to hike. I was in the mood to run. Like, I will, on a hike, I'll just start running for like 100 meters.
But then I started testing it.
And it was every time?
It was. Yeah, it was.
That's
every time.
That's mind blowing. Yeah. Because I was not conscious of that.
No, I know.
And I would cop to it. But interesting. I don't know. I think that it is, when you said it, I never thought about it in that way.
Mm.
But I do, I have only known you as single.
Totally. Especially really? Like over the last year, we've and been also, so like, close.
You've, a lot of your like, you've been like, I am single. Like that's my personality. Yes. Like that's who I am through and through. Like don't catch me liking anyone. Like, yeah. And so now that shifted, I think it is new for me.
For sure.
Yeah.
I convinced myself and everyone else that I would be single.
You didn't convince everyone else.
Yeah. I was, I spent a lot of time convincing you, no, that's yeah. not true.
And I was like, no, seriously.
And Jack, I'm sure, yeah, Jack, that's the whole podcast
every time
is convincing
you.
Said,
I was just like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. A little bit. But yeah.
I knew, and I knew this would happen. It's just interesting because it is, it's like a chapter.
Is it, do you not want to share me with someone else?
Yeah, you said something like that on the podcast. No, I don't think that it is it exactly. I definitely want thing, like I, you know, as an, the other woman in your life.
Oh my God. In,
not like
one
that.
One of many.
But, one of many, your harem of women. No, I think it just is a shift.
Mm.
You were always just like around and like, and I think
I'm
now
I'm still around.
You're around.
Girl has
one.
A 9 to 5.
No, you yeah,
8 to
yeah,
6
yeah.
even.
You're right.
So I'm free.
You're around. I don't even know what it is. I just think when you ask that question, the answer is yes. Like I think it is different for me.
Yeah.
But not in like a in just no like tea, a, no, no
yeah,
shade.
Just like a know? Different adjustment.
Yeah. Is it different for you? I feel like you've been going through adjustments with it too.
For sure.
Yeah, mentally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We talk about that.
We talk about it.
We're all
week.
Adjusting
yeah, we do.
To Amy.
I know, yeah.
It is different.
She's like our sun and we're all just orbiting around
yeah,
her.
Yeah, it's like, okay, honey, you found someone? All right.
That's really funny.
But I think she's lovely.
Mm.
And I am so glad that I like the person that you're dating because
that'd be,
that would have sucked.
Yeah.
I
would have had to dump them.
You would have had to dump them. But also, like, I think that it's hard to tell people to dump people. You just kind of have to suffer through it as a friend if you don't like their significant other.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Jackie's just dragging me yeah. on repeat, like, over and
because
over.
Because a lot of time, like, saying something will do nothing because they're
except
they're making yeah, they're love.
You
they're
away
making
from your friend.
So I think they're awesome. I think they're so healthy for you. I think that they, like, have a really good head on their shoulders and are
one that looks
really,
like yours.
Really good.
So it's
yeah,
be
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
A, good, a real good head.
Really good no. head of hair on their shoulders. Yeah.
Good haircut. Okay, I gotta stop. But basically, yeah, I think, yeah, I'm happy for you. And I think you're choosing like some, you're choosing to let someone that is like complimentary and like good for you be in your life at the moment. And I think that's wonderful because a lot of the time that would scare you because it's too real and you want something a little
it's
more
been scary
dangerous.
Though.
I know, and I'm so proud of you. You're doing it. You're like pushing past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, and it'll keep happening and you yeah. know.
Hiccups.
But yeah. I think it's cool because it's better than what you were doing before.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally.
You're brave as hell. You have a podcast about dating. Not, is that
we
not?
Sure in, do. We sure do.
Is
it's becoming more and more about nuns.
Is this
though,
this girl? Is that her name? Does she is she a dating straight listener?
No, never.
Not at all.
Never ever.
I get that. Like yeah. I did not want to like watch like video like a like yeah. video, like too much of like Alexis when you first started dating.
I feel like
is that
I would
weird?
Be nosy as hell. Like I would want to know. I would want to well, know exactly.
I didn't watch anything before our first date.
Mm.
Because I was also, I was not a YouTube watcher, and I was just like, I didn't want to like. And then after, I took it. But then I was like, beyond like video number 4, and I'd be like, that's enough for you. No, but it's interesting when there she could just spend like 60 hours like listening to you
she
talk about
off.
Love and dating.
Yeah,
like,
she really could.
But honestly, I feel like you're really open about your past and like where you've been and stuff. And it seems like you guys have this like open channel of communication.
We really do.
And
so
that
beautiful.
Is key. That is everything. That mm-hmm. is like the foundation of how to deal with anything. Because
yeah.
if you have that, shit will always come up and happen. and you can ignore it, you can bury it, you can pretend it's not happening, you can not advocate for yourself, you can anything. But if you've just that like channel established, you can handle it. And so that's pretty cool.
Yay, Ames.
Crazy. Jack, how is this for you?
I thought Jack was going to be the first one with a boyfriend.
You haven't met this person.
I've always said no.
But I'm sure like you've been so used to Amy being one way and now she's changing. And how does that feel for you?
I mean, he's seen me in relationships after relationships.
I've seen you out of relationships. I've seen you like in relationships and not telling anyone about them. Mm. I've seen you out of relationships and not telling everyone that you're still sort of seeing, you know? So like I'm not, to me, I've seen like totally waves and I'm just here to ride them with you. Be here when you, you know, need me. I think, I think you should, with your friends, like you want them obviously to be happy in relationships. And it seems like you are. I haven't met her, but I trust your judgment.
Oh.
I trust that you are working through this also with a professional in a way as well. So like you are, and it's almost like even nice for me. I feel like I don't have to like give advice that like isn't warranted or like isn't professional, you know?
That's
And like it just makes it easier for everyone in general. So shout out Darlene.
Shout out Darlene. You're conscious. I feel like you're doing this consciously.
We will meet. We're almost there.
We covered so much today. ADHD, yes. Nuns, you, me.
You, TikTok.
TikTok. Oh, yeah. Should I be nervous about these TikToks?
No, I think they're awesome. And honestly, they're not that serious. Like, I think that, like, when whatever, like, the fuck buddies or whatever. Fine, I'll say the words in the TikTok. It isn't even that, like, serious. I mean, it's true. But, like, that's also, like, a dramatic way to put it. Like,
it was less.
I think almost less than that. But also, like, true. Like, I think, you know, you just. I think. I don't have to say anymore. I think people are smart. People know what I'm talking about.
Clearly. They've detective worked your
Y'all
whole
ever
thing. So
fuck before? What?
What?
I was
obviously
talking out loud.
Me and Jack?
Oh, us?
I was talking to the idea of an audience and
Okay.
This is disintegrating as we talk at the end of this podcast.
Ava, anyway. Where can the people find more of you?
Rarely on my Instagram, but sometimes give me a follow. Maybe I'll decide to post something one day.
Ava Capri.
At Ava Capri. That's pretty
Check
much
out
it.
Love Victor
Cameo
season
in the
two.
Future. Yes, Love Victor season two. Watch it. Prep with season one. That stuff.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday. We can be broken-hearted lovers. You can help me recover. Ooh, we could be broken-hearted lovers. You can help me recover.